Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. International food aid agencies say they will continue providing necessary assistance to communities facing food shortages, though there is need for Zimbabwe to produce enough food for millions of people.
Zimbabwe should not be where it is right now. This country has great potential, and I think World Food Day for Zimbabwe means that it is a way of rallying the troops, if you like, sensitizing on the need for us to focus on food security for all.
South African business delegation is in the country to hold meetings with their Zimbabwean counterparts as Zimbabwe struggles to lure the much-needed foreign investors after the disputed July elections.
At the moment, increasingly there's a realization of the fact that foreign direct investment can complement domestic savings, which are very limited at the moment.
And business in the House of Assembly was temporarily disrupted today by chanting MDCT lawmakers who were protesting Speaker Jacob Mudenda's decision to block attempts to move a motion compelling the House to investigate disputed July 31st elections. International food aid agencies say they will continue providing necessary assistance to communities facing food shortages, though there's need for Zimbabwe to produce enough food for millions of people. Our correspondent Nothando Sibanda, who attended the World Food Day commemorations in Lupane today, has more details.
Addressing people gathered at Chongoko Irrigation Scheme in Lupane, Machapelele North Province to commemorate World Food Day, Thompson Piri of the World Food Programme said they chose this venue to show how rural communities can run sustainable food programs that address their food security. Piri said the irrigation scheme is a good example of one of the well-managed agricultural projects in the country, which is producing a lot of food for the local community and surrounding areas. Speaking at the same occasion, David Piri of the Food and Agricultural Organization said there's need for Zimbabwe to provide nutritious food to its people in order to combat malnutrition. Mr. Piri noted that malnutrition today is devastating some communities and comes in many different forms.
Zimbabwe should not be where it is right now. This country has great potential, and I think World Food Day for Zimbabwe means that it is a way of rallying the troops, if you like, sensitizing on the need for us to focus on food security for all.
Chongoko Irrigation Scheme farmers also attended the World Food Day commemorations. One of them, Micah Chuma, said they are doing well, though they face some challenges, which include bad road networks and inaccessible markets.
Input and output markets. Local shops do not store or sell inputs. The input-output outlets are some 150 and 220 kilometers away.
The commemorations ran under the theme, Healthy People Depend on Healthy Food Systems. The United Nations and the Zimbabwe government say at least 2.2 million people will need food aid in the country by March 2014. The Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, says this year's theme for World Food Day is Sustainable Food Systems for Food Security and Nutrition. According to FAO, a food system is made up of the environment, people, institutions, and processes by which agricultural products are produced, processed, and brought to consumers. It further says today almost 842 million people worldwide are chronically undernourished, adding that unsustainable models of development are degrading the natural environment, threatening ecosystems and biodiversity that will be needed for our future food supply. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Nothando Sibanda.